After them gems on the phone line, we got a real one today, Big Rob.
The real one.
Yeah, he's real. He's going to keep it real. He's going to speak his mind. He's working on his niece, Tara, right now. He's working on her. No, just joking. That is joking. That's my little sis right there. We got Pastor Jerry Riley on the phone line. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I'm going to need much prayer if I got to work on her.
Oh, my God. So I wanted to pick your brain today on radio because you has been loyal to attending the Muskegon Heights Academy Board and the regular Board of Education meetings on a regular basis. And we just wanted to get your perspective. I understand last night they parted ways with New Paradigm, right?
Yeah, yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I do. New Paradigm, it's a very difficult situation. Very disappointing. When you see our children, when you see our community in the ways in, and it's not just the district, but the whole neighborhood, the whole community, it's just in a bad way. And when you see this, it's heartbreaking. When you see people that have known each other for years going against each other and having fallouts, all because of people from the outside coming in. And I don't think that they have the heart. I think it's more of a business to them. But when you start dealing with children, you got to have a heart and not just a business. Because when you see kids not learning, when you see them not in class, when you see the curriculum, when you see things that not settling, you wonder what kind of people are these?
Right.
When we talk about people, you wonder what kind of black people are these that when you hear the community cry, when you hear the staff cry, and there's really no expression from you, you wonder who are you really dealing with?
Wow. Was there any due diligence done on this organization? Like, how did they come up to this conclusion that Paradigm was the one for Muskegon Heights?
Well, I know the both boards, from my understanding that the district board had some say. I don't know if they had any voting right, but they had some say. They may have had a recommendation to these people because they had some insight on these people. And I think the PSA board kind of rushed the judgment off of this. And when you kind of rush the judgment, sometimes you pick the wrong thing because you try to do things so fast. And I know at that time that they had to try to find somebody because you remember at that time, they didn't have the RTAB board. And once the RTAB board left, the district board became, quote unquote, in charge. And then they started trying to put things in place. But, you know, you can put things in place, but it may not be the right people.
Wow.
So I know these weren't the right people because they didn't have the heart for Muskegon Heights. You got to have the heart to deal with our people.
Right, right. Pastor Riley, were there people within these boards that was trying to keep New Paradigm there, even after seeing that they was not delivering for the community?
That's why they were still here now, because of that. I mean, when you know that you're not getting your money worth and they're still here, then that means that somebody is fighting to keep them.
Right.
And I know every time the PSA board would try to do anything, then you would get the district board, and they even got people, they even terminate people because of that.
So help me out. The academy board wanted to get rid of New Paradigm.
Oh, yeah.
But the district board didn't want it?
Oh, no. No, they didn't want it. No, they didn't want
They wanted to keep New Paradigm there.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like a majority? Was it just a few people who were louder than the rest? What was the makeup of that, like the board?
Well, the one thing there was several things that I was at these meetings, especially with the district board. The district board wrote a letter. Well, I'm gonna tell you this: when the RTAP board was here, the district board was basically in check because they wasn't really in charge. They was authorized, but they wasn't really in charge because the RTAP board had the power. Right. Now, once they left, then the district board really controlled things. And I was at a meeting, and I think Joe Warren and Antoinette Robertson and David Fox was on this board. I think even Marquise Childers. I think he was still on the board at that time. The district board wrote a letter to them. I mean, it was very degrading. Told them that they didn't have no confidence in them. And you have to think about this. They was only on the board for about 5-6 months.
Wow.
When they wrote the letter. And they read it out loud. And every one of the members of the district board signed it, saying that they didn't have no confidence. And these are the people that cannot get on the board unless the district board okay it.
Wow.
So these are people that was okay by them, and they read this letter, and it was rude, it was disrespectful, and then the letter even said, if you can't do what needs to be done, maybe you need to find another place to work at, or another place to something else to do.
Wow. So it's been a mess. It's been a lot of mess, apparently.
It's crazy. It's disappointing. I mean, the New Paradigm, they're supposed to be a full service management company. The teachers was complaining. The teacher was leaving. The teachers come to the board meeting, say they can't even get breaks. They got teachers teaching 2 or 3 classes at one time. Things are happening. Students are in the gym not getting taught. The curriculum looked like it was just copied from, not, it wasn't no book, it was just like some notepads or something that was copied. And the community was complaining, but no one was really listening. They wouldn't really listen at all. It was very discouraging. It got to a point where you just hated to go to these meetings. And PA and Rob, before New Paradigm came and became the management company, I could go to the district board. We can talk. I can ask questions. They will give you answers. But something changed, because now when you go to their meetings, they read off something to say we don't have to answer you at this time. You give us an email and then we will answer you at a later date. Wow. That wasn't happening before. I would go to meetings. I would ask them. We even joke. We used to laugh. But now I went to the meetings. I just stopped talking because you weren't gonna get no answer.
Not getting
you
any answers.
You may get an answer 3-4 weeks down the road from an email, but PA, I didn't forget what I asked in 3-4 weeks.
Exactly. Pastor Riley, so there are how many members there? I'm on a website. It's not clear. I see Dr. Hunt. I see Leslie Slater. I see David Fox. I see Ms. Patricia Minot as the board of directors, but they really don't have the whole board there on their website. I'm trying to find that. Like,
oh, that's it now.
That's it?
That's it. That's it. There's Leslie Kitson, David Fox, Dr. Minot, and her sister, Miss Minot. That's it. I mean, Dr. Hunt. That's it. That's all of them.
And these are the people that wrote the, these not the people that wrote the letter for Markeith Chowders. It was a whole nother board.
That was the district board that wrote the letter when Joe Warren was on there, Antoinette Robson was on there, David Fox was on there, Leslie Kitchen was on there at that time when that letter came. And Markeith Chowders was on there at that time.
Okay.
No, he might just left off. He might just resign. But that's when that letter came. That letter did not come to the prison board.
Okay.
And now you don't have Joe Warren on there. Now you don't. They got rid of Antoinette, and she was the president for 8 days. And they got rid of her.
So, in your opinion, where's the problem? Who is the problem? Who needs to be reevaluated?
But this board needs to be reevaluated. And there needs to be some communication. There needs to be communication between the two boards. And because of the atmosphere, there's no communication. Now there may be some communication, but now that new paradigm is over, there may be some more action.
Wow. Now, there's a meeting coming up on Monday, I think the district board, right?
Right. But I'm thinking PA that the PSA board is got rid of new paradigm, and I think there's gonna be some consequences for that.
Really?
Yeah, oh yes. I think they're gonna be sponsored. Because when the first PSA board tried to get rid of new paradigm, that was a consequence. Now before new paradigm came, and there was Rene Garcia and the Chris Deanham board, and then Kilgore board. It was like the district board and the community was working with each other trying to get rid of Rene Garcia.
Okay.
But once that happened, and once the Archab left, and once Kevin Smith came along with the new paradigm, it seemed like the district board switched and went against the community and went with them.
Is it something that we're not seeing? Did they do something good? I mean, on their outgoing reading their letter, they talk about they put Muskegon Heights in a better situation than they were. Do you agree?
No way. I mean, I'm not going to blame everything on them because we have problems for years.
Right.
But I don't see how new paradigm could have put us in a better spot when you don't have teachers, you lose the students, there's not nothing organized. It just seems everything is chaos. So how can what they have done in this chaos? So I mean, what were they saying before? Was it hell before?
Right. Wow. There were some recall proposals that was floating around.
And
I don't know if they're going to be refiled or not. Did you agree with those recalls?
Well, I don't stay in the Heights. I used to stay in the Heights, and but far as recalling the people, I would have to say that if the community is unhappy with whoever, then they have the right to recall you. I would have to say that.
Right.
But what I will say to PA, as a pastor,
right,
I lead people, but I still have to listen to the one I lead.
Exactly.
Now I may make decision, and I'm sure I make decision that folks at the upper room don't like.
Right.
Because I make decisions, and as you know, as a father, you have to make decisions, even though it may not be popular. You still have to make decisions. But when the people lose trust in your decision, it's because you're not paying them no attention.
Mm.
not listening to them. Now, you have to make the decision.
Right.
But you have to listen to the ones that you are leading. And when the trust is no longer there, you're not leading nobody.
Mm. So the trust is not there.
Mm. Mm.
No, the trust is not there. The trust is not there. The trust is not there in the community of Muskegon Heights. It's no longer there.
I wonder how this has affected morale among the staff.
I was at the meetings, and you could see the staff crying.
Oh man,
crying. I mean, they had one lady come there, Miss Kopek, I think her name was. That she even took it so far, she went to Lansing because of.
Wow.
And she ain't there no more.
Wow. So wow, there's no not too many rights there. So there's no union. So there's not too many rights there.
I mean, when I watch the meeting that the students went, the students left school and went to a meeting at the district board. Now the district board has this policy, and all of a sudden the PSA board has this policy as well. And this never was in our community, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
In our community, when you had questions, you can ask the question and somebody will answer you. But now in our community, they tell you, well, our policy now is that we will ask you at a later date.
Oof.
But the students left the school and the district board got this policy. And the most troubling thing it is that there was that when the students started talking and they was upset about what wasn't going on in the high school, the district board kept their policy intact by not responding.
Wow. Even though they probably know the answer.
Yes.
So they got an attorney there probably that's telling them don't answer this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Who's the attorney? Oh, yeah. Who's the attorney?
The attorney at that time was Kevin Smith. And I thought he was rude in some of his responses when the community was talking. But when children are talking and you do not take the time, regardless of your policy, this is the time when you say, you know what? We got to speak to these children. We know this is our policy, but we have to respond to them. There was not one response. Not one. Not one response. And I thought that was the worst thing that you can do to a child is not respond to them at all.
Well, Pastor Riley's on the phone line, Upper Room. Church, Pastor Upper Room on Catherine. What's the address on Catherine?
1450 Catherine. Muskegon, Michigan, 49442.
And a graduate from Muskegon Heights, what year?
1979,
the last time we won a state championship. Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. Been a long time, bro.
That class there, and last year I had it, and this year I'm having it. That class, they have about 10 to 12 preachers or pastors.
Woo!
Class. And last year I had four preachers out of that class preach. This year in September, I have five of them preaching.
Oh, wow. For homecoming.
No, I don't even know about no homecoming. This was something that the Lord had put on my heart before COVID, that I wanted to bring the people back.
Right.
The pastors, the preachers back. And When COVID slowed it down, we didn't do it. But last year we was able to do it, and man, it was great. And this year, we added one more person to it.
That's so great! Wow, thank you, Pastor Jerry Riley. You always speak your mind, and we want to have you back on because you know I checked out a while ago. It's too much. There's too much going on for me. It's just a lot of mess going on and. And you know people on both sides. You know what I mean? I really got people that I respect on both sides of this thing. And we need to get it together. Do you think one day if the governor forgives this debt, we'll get back to where it was without an academy board and just have a school board?
Well, I tell you what, PA. I was at a meeting and they the debt was down to like $12 million, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like at $44 million.
Wow.
Now, if I'm gonna forgive your debt, then you can't keep borrowing from me.
Right.
So how did they get from 12 to 44?
I don't know. How did that happen? When did that happen?
they must have had to keep borrowing
$32 million.
They had to keep borrowing money. So I don't see why the government would forgive the debt, and I don't see why the government keep giving the money. Because obviously you can't pay it.
Wow.
Yeah. And they see this is not going good. It's not going good.
And then when you look on top of that, now you see the mess.
Yeah.
There's no unity. So I mean, you gonna forgive something with no unity?
In spite of all this, do you feel like these boards don't care about the people, or they don't have the competency to make things happen? To make the right decisions.
Oh, I think they have the competency to make make things happen. But I think some egos have gotten in the way. I think they have lost the focus of why they are on the boards. Why you are a leader. Why did the people voted for you? Why they chose you to be in these positions, and if you, once you lose focus, once you forget your purpose on these positions, then you start doing things that you shouldn't be doing.
Mm.
And I think that's the problem with any leadership. Exactly. You have to remain humble. You have to, and this is key. You have to keep integrity. Once the people don't see integrity, anything you're gonna do from now on it won't be held account. It won't mean anything.
You don't think anybody's stealing money up there, do you?
Silence is golden.
Are you there, Pastor Raleigh?
Silence is golden.
Man, I'm gonna tell you this. I can't say that they stealing money, and I can't say they ain't stealing money.
Wow.
I just have to say, I don't know, because there has to be a reason why you choose to do something that make people question your integrity.
All right, Pastor, we'll be having you back. Thank you for keeping it real. It's your perspective. Pastor mm-hmm. Jerry Raleigh, Upper Room Church Ministry, located at 1450 Catherine here in Muskegon, 49442. And stop by. I know you have weekday service. I had a chance to hang out with your niece and your sister. I didn't know your sister was a missionary too, man. In Orlando.
Wait, before you go to a what?
We'll leave it there. Okay, all right.
Hey, you got some jokes. But she ain't that, I tell you that.
She's a funny lady. She's very funny, though. Thank you, Pastor Riley, man. God bless you, man.
She may be funny, but she ain't no missing.
Yeah, okay. She bootlegging, Pastor. She out there bootlegging, man. She ministering without a license, man. Uh-huh.
No. So, hey, yeah. She ain't even a good bootleg.
Oh, my God. We got to go before the station get bombed. We got to go.
She better not be ministering to nobody. I would send her down.
Oh, man. She better not be ministering to nobody.
Oh my God.
Making my job harder.
Right. All right, Pastor Monty. Take care, man. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed.
You too. Bye.
Yep.
There you go. Pastor Jerry Riley from Upper Room Church Ministry, 1450 Catherine Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, giving his opinion about what's going on in Muskegon High Schools. Going back to my music, Saturday Noon Jams.